Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. You're going to be glad you did because Beverly Williams is here. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm very happy to say Beverly Williams is our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust, the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, which the SBA bestowed that honor, that national honor on her, just in time and actually a little bit late, but because she's been doing this for a long time. She's the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding book for home-based business owners, those of you who are and who want to be, the 30-Second Commute. That's the name of it, the 30-Second Commute, which, as I say, if you're home-based or want to be, this is a book you got to have. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. What's going on in the world of the micropreneur?
Ah, the micropreneur. They are just exploding in wonderful numbers. It seems like every day I have more and more people that are saying, you know, I've been thinking about this, and I think I'd like to be a home-based business. And so we sort of
are they really saying they want to be a home-based business? Or are they saying I want to start a business and I'm going to start it from home?
There's a distinction, isn't there? Yeah, there is a difference, and you're right. There more and more people are saying I want to start a business and I'm going to run it from home. If they say that at all, sometimes, most of the time, in fact, I have to ask them where it's going to be located. And they say, well, yeah, I'm going to run it from home.
Yeah.
And it's become a more normal, and I put that word in quotes, acceptance of course, this is where my business is going to be. Why should it be anywhere else?
You know, wonderful for Beverly, me. I actually cringe when people use that word normal.
I know.
That's around, why I put it in quotes. In my world and in small business, it's hard to think of anything that's normal. But I do think it's important because there are some people who being home-based is as much a part of their business model as being a business
mm-hmm.
owner is.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's exactly true. It's really interesting that I have a client right now who is doing something in a different direction than what the majority, in fact, 100% of my other clients have been doing over the years. This woman has commercial space for her business, and she's going to move her home to it.
Huh.
Usually it's the other way around. People have...
Wait, this lady's going to move into a strip mall?
Well, she is at a strip mall, and there is space for her to make an apartment out of the building, and the landlord has agreed to let her do that. Isn't that a switch?
Well, it's not actually. It's, you know, it's kind of going back to our roots, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
I mean, yes, people, that's where, that's
it.
the first business a human being ever created was a home-based business.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When Og decided to sell, you know, his seashells or make his blades, you know, his points, his arrowheads, that kind of thing, arrows or whatever, his atlatl, he did it from his cave, didn't he?
Yes, he did. It really wasn't until her cave. Yes, it wasn't until the Industrial Revolution that we really had this separation of business and residence, and you know, at that time it was a good thing. But we're going back, like you say, to our original roots now, and I think that there will always be some commercial space because it's needed. Not everything is appropriate for residential areas, as you and I have talked about many, many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And in this person's case, they have a decorating business, design and selling accessories. She needs a showroom. She needs some place to be able to showcase the rooms that she can do with the pieces she can use, but she doesn't need to be living somewhere else.
Hmm.
She has a short commute.
Is this a financial decision?
It is a financial decision, and that is why most people make that decision in the first place. They may not be consciously aware of it right away, but yes, in this case, there's no need for her. She's ready to downsize her personal life anyway. She's at that point in her life, and she has a fairly large house that she rambles around in.
Yeah.
She doesn't need it. Doesn't need it. And there's no way to turn her business into that large rambling house. Therefore, she's taking her home to the business.
Very interesting.
It can't always be done. This is probably an exception to the rule for a lot of places. You probably will find it more in smaller towns, rural communities, than you will find in metropolitan areas. However, there are places that you and I have talked about before who are actually building live-work units.
Oh,
where
yeah.
You have ground floor is office, retail space, whatever, and upstairs is where you live.
There are neighborhoods. There are subdivisions, developments being built for home-based businesses. I mean, every unit is every house is designed with a type of a storefront opportunity,
mm-hmm.
which I still think is kind of strange, but anyway, but you know,
why do you think it's strange?
Well, I just think that. I don't know. It's just kind of it hits me funny. But you know, Beverly, this is happening more and more. And I was joking about the strip mall. I didn't know I actually had lurched uncontrollably to the truth about that situation. But seriously, there are so many neighborhoods, old Victorian type neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
in communities all across the country,
mm-hmm.
where the area is now not, it used to be the original residence of the town,
right?
And now when the burbs came in, these houses fell on ill repair, and
mm-hmm.
and the area became blighted a little bit. People are taking these areas back,
yeah.
Buying these old relics and turning them and the areas are being rezoned,
mm-hmm.
residential business.
Mixed commercial, yes.
Yeah, they call it RB, residential business.
Yep.
And
and
people are moving into those homes and setting up their insurance agency in the bottom floor, or their
mm-hmm.
or their accounting practice, or their law practice, or
mm-hmm.
maybe an antique store or something like that. It's happening
mm-hmm.
all over the country.
It is. And the little town that I live in here in Western Maryland is a perfect example. We happen to be the county seat as well. And right in the middle of downtown are all these wonderful old Victorian houses, and about every other one is a lawyer, because it's
stand by
the courthouse.
Stand by, Beverly. We've got to take a quick break, folks.
Okay.
It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Beverly Williams.
It's like a dream come true.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is our flagship, almost 10-year-old website, where you can find the show, the archives, the articles, the blog, our Brain Trust members, our newsletter. Boy, howdy, we got lots of stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And here's the good news. It's all free. It's my life's work over the last, well, really 10 years, but if you think about it, it's really over decades of my experiences in the marketplace and what I bring to that, plus our outstanding Brain Trust members who always contribute something tremendous every time they join us. And so I hope you'll check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. And, of course, our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, which is where you can get small business answers now. Beverly Williams is our guest, and she's a contributor to both of those sites. And we thank you, Beverly, for that very much.
Well, you're quite welcome, and you know, the interesting thing is I've used it myself. I had a client the other day who was looking for some patent information, and the first thing I thought about was to go to AskJim.biz and type in my question, and I got some answers.
How about that? Good for you.
Yeah, how about that? That was unsolicited endorsement there. That
thank you. I appreciate that very much. Well, it works.
It's still really a baby site.
There's a lot of stuff that we're going to be adding content to this thing for as long as we have it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an evolving resource. source all the time. But folks, I hope I really do hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
You know, Beverly, by the way, Beverly's book, folks, is The 30-Second Commute. She and Don Cooper wrote that one. If you're home-based or want to be, this is where you start with that book. And Beverly, the website, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right. Now, we were talking about the reverse situation reverse engineering or reverse evolution, I guess maybe is the word to use, for businesses. You know, Beverly, my office is not home based. My office and my studio is not in my home, but they are in what was a home. You know, the building that I'm in is an 1885 home. I think you know.
I do.
And I literally 15 or 16 years ago, I forgot, 16, I guess, years ago, I had this area. I started the rezoning process, and I got it rezoned. And now a number of other businesses, not unlike mine, have moved down this way, and some of them are home based.
I was going to say, could you live in that?
I could absolutely.
It has had a positive effect on the neighborhood and
that's
on
exactly
the economy
right.
of that area.
There's no question about that. Property values have gone up. The neighborhood is much more stable than it was, and we've got a little community of professionals, you know, but there also are other people. There are, you know, there are residential homes and apartments in the area, it's a good thing. I like seeing that. I hope people will do this. And you know, I don't have to. It's not because of what I'm saying or you're saying, Beverly. It's a natural progression. Isn't it? It's a natural thing for people to do this.
It is. Unfortunately, most things that are natural progressions you'd think would be easier to do, and they're not always easy. And I congratulate you for leading the brigade to change those zoning ordinances, and I hope any planning and zoning people who are listening, hopefully they are, will hear this and take the incentive and do the changes without it being something that has to be done because
I think they're doing that, Beverly. I really do believe. I don't think I'm being naive when I say that. I think communities are realizing that. I mean, I remember very well the issues that came up and the debate that we had over rezoning my area, and the zoning professional there said, you know what, this is the right use of that neighborhood at this time.
Yeah,
and I think that's happening more and more. So, folks, I think the thing that we're coming up with here, Beverly, is there's opportunity there. I mean, if somebody wanted to have, I mean, some of these old homes are wonderful. Now, I will tell you, be careful because they can be money pits if you don't watch what you're doing.
Right. Yeah.
But you can get financing for these things. You can also sometimes you can get urban renewal financing for these things.
Mm-hmm. Community reinvestment program.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of things out there that are available, and it is a wonderful thing to do. It is helping our nation revitalize itself in so many areas that have been or would have been lost otherwise. You look at, as you mentioned, the Victorian homes and the history and the charm involved in those.
Mm-hmm.
They would have just gone to rack and ruin and fallen down into lots of timber, whereas now we still have that beauty and we're holding on to that history. Thanks to home-based businesses.
Exactly. Yeah, many of them are, and of course they evolve. You know, some of them start their businesses there with their homes, and then they move out, and because the business needs more room. And they move somewhere else, and that's okay. The thing about it, Beverly, I think the bottom line of all this is, we continue to have lots of options in America for businesses, not just home based.
That's right.
And that's to me, that's one of the reasons why this is the most exciting time for small business.
I agree. And small businesses are blooming in more ways than one.
But you got to be able to do those fundamentals, folks. You still got to manage the cash flow.
Yep.
And otherwise, it doesn't matter where you are. You're not going to make it. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
Oh,
Beverly
yeah.
Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The 30-Second Commute. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. He's got a new book you're going to want to know about.
It don't matter where.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.